Nationwide, nearly 70% of people who report suspected child abuse or neglect are mandated reporters, people with a legal duty to report their suspicions to child welfare agencies. Well, here in Arizona, the most common mandated reporters are teachers and education staff. But with schools closed since March, the number of reports has dropped. And as KJZZ's Christina Estes reports, there's growing concern about how to keep kids safe when they're not safe at home.
It was a middle-of-the-night worry that prompted Stacey Reinstein to text a group of friends and former colleagues.
Just to say, hey, what are you guys seeing? I'm concerned.
As a former child welfare administrator, Reinstein understands the importance of having eyes on kids, especially now during a pandemic and recession.
Many neglect cases are often because a parent is not able to find a safe alternative to care for their child. And so they're often, they might be left alone, they may be left in the hands of an unsafe caregiver.
Research shows economic uncertainty is not only stressful for adults, but can be harmful for children. A 2013 study by Columbia University researchers found drops in consumer confidence during the Great Recession were associated with more frequent spankings by mothers and an increased risk for abuse, particularly in households with men who are not the biological fathers. Starting in mid-March, Phoenix police reported a jump in domestic violence calls. And in late April, Tasha Menaker with the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence told the Phoenix City Council,
"We've been receiving calls from survivors who are whispering because the person who is harming them is in the next room. We also have seen abusers weaponizing COVID. So we had one example of an abusive partner tearing up someone's health insurance card."
The level of stress that families are under these circumstances is astronomical, frankly, at this point.
Dr. Allison Jackson is a pediatrician at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. She was part of a June panel discussion organized by the advocacy group First Focus on Children.
Children being confined in the home adds to the risk for potential harm because the perpetrators or offenders of child abuse are more commonly those very people with whom they live.
During the pandemic, Dr. Jackson has received fewer referrals for children who've been sexually abused, while the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, known as RAIN, is hearing from more young people. For the first time since its National Sexual Assault Hotline launched in 1994, RAIN says more than half of those reaching out have been under 18. Of those children, 3 out of 4 said they were living with their abuser.
It's okay to ask a kid, how are they doing? Are they okay?
Stacey Reinstein's middle-of-the-night worry led to a grassroots effort. She and other child welfare advocates created flyers, posters, and social media messages to share across their networks. Reinstein says the goal is to encourage people who are seeing kids in neighborhoods, at grocery stores, and virtual gatherings to be vigilant and compassionate.
Just have a heightened awareness of both, is there something I need to suspect, and is there something I can do to help?
Their messaging includes resources for families that need financial and emotional support, along with Arizona's Child Abuse Hotline, a hotline that's expected to see a significant spike in reports when students finally return to school. You can find resources at kjzz.org. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.